Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 to 35, desertion and denial predicted. We meet Jesus in this text with his disciples on their way to the Garden of Gethsemane and get to listen in on the discussion along the road. Matthew chapter 26. Let's look at those verses. Verses 31 and 32. First, Jesus gave a prophecy and a promise. And then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Made to stumble. The Greek word is the same word translated offended in chapter 24, describing the falling away and the treachery that would occur in the last days. Jesus spoke of something less than full and final apostasy. In a moment of fear, they would disown him. But he prayed that their faith would not fail. And that prayer was answered. They would all be so frightened because of what would happen to him that they would not have the courage to stand with Jesus. They would desert him. You see, Satan is always busy. And God allows trials to test the faith of his servants. Even the most committed may be overcome by temptation. We need to be prepared for trials, which can come full force in a moment. Jesus and his disciples had eaten their Passover meal together in quietness, and then the night turned into the trial of their lives. Jesus gave them hope of fellowship again after the storm passed. After I have been raised, I will go before you. Even though you'll forsake me, I will not forsake you. Even though you fall, I will make sure that your fall is not final. We will meet again in Galilee. Matthew chapter 28. Verses 1 through 10. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and indeed is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Jesus, listen, Jesus is ready to comfort you after you go through a difficult time. Know that. Second, Jesus' words were rejected by Peter. Look at verses 33 and 34. Peter answers and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times before the rooster crows. Mark adds twice in his record of the event. The rooster would be crowing about 3 a.m. Peter and all the disciples insisted that they would never deny Christ. Little did they imagine that they were only a few hours away from fulfilling Jesus' words. In arrogant pride, Peter asserted that no matter what happened, his integrity would remain. And notice how self-confident he was. Peter bound himself with a vow. He would never stumble in Christ. Not only on that night, but no time ever. He presumed himself better than anyone else. This was his foolishness, to think that he was safe from temptation. Our attitude should be that if it is possible that others might fall, then I'm also in danger. He declared himself ready to die. It's amazing how far off Peter was, how he really was. He imagined that in the hour of temptation, he would come out of it better than any of them. And Jesus tells him that he will come out worse. Peter will deny him before the night becomes dawn, and he will do it three times. And Peter proudly said, never. Listen, we are unaware in our life what is just around the corner, ready to meet us. And we need to be aware of that. That at any moment, there are challenges that are ready to lead us on the path. And third, Jesus' words were rejected by all the disciples. Verse 35, Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples. Peter repeated the assurance of his faithfulness to the Lord. He placed it in the context of life and death. Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. Peter knew what he should do. Die with Christ rather than deny him. Luke 14, verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wives and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. He was sure that he would do it. I believe he was sincere. It's easy to talk boldly and carelessly of death at a distance, but it's not so easily done, as said. When it comes to the circumstance, and death shows itself in its power. What Peter said, the rest bought into, and so said all the disciples. We have a warning against this pride in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. We need to be alert to the enemy's temptation traps. We also are assured that the Lord has our back in and after the struggle. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. You give that a little thought, and you have a great day.